but it is time for one of my favourite things. It's Ask Jimmy and Nath Anything. It's where we get producer Grace to ask us your questions, Hubba.
Yeah, we've got some good ones this morning. The first one comes from at Murray Sampson. What are your favourite cafes for breakfast in Hobart?
Oh, there are just too many. Oh, we also chop and change a lot. We've got a new fave. What about our new fave?
Yeah, what was Dandy Lane?
Dandy Lane, Little Dandy Collins Lane. Street. Yeah.
I like Dandy Lane. I like Born in Brunswick.
Oh, it's a great one.
I like Bear With Me.
Bear With Me is a
good
one.
I'm going to miss people. Raincheck Lounge. Room for Pony.
Room for Pony. There are so many. Birda. We like Birda. Whisk & Co. Probably, that's actually, I know, Grace, you said good questions. I mean, that's a poor question because we could just keep going.
I reckon I've been lucky to do a bit of travelling. I reckon Hobart has the most, best breakfast cafes. There's just so many good ones.
Absolutely. And you know, the range of breakfasts.
Where's your favourite, Grace?
I really like Sisterhood down in Sandy Bay. It's a big one.
Oh, I forgot. It's not a great question because all we're going to do is piss someone off.
Actually, you know what? Since we've asked that question, maybe I should order some room service. What do you reckon? We are in our hotel room. Hello? Yes. Three big breakfasts.
Yeah.
And we'd like to go to Dandy Lane and bring it to Lonnie.
Three. Yeah, Nath has two.
I'm eating for two, mate.
All right. Second question comes from at Loft Obsessed. Who is your favourite Hurricanes player?
Oh, that's nasty. That's like asking who our favourite kid is.
It's like asking what your favourite cafe in Hobart is.
Righto, bring out the team list. We'll start with one.
It's hard. I mean, if I'm going to go out for a couple of Bev's beers, it's probably Jimmy Faulkner for a good time.
Isn't he a musician?
Definitely Jimmy Faulkner.
I don't know what he does in his spare time, Grace.
Grace, I'll
I'm thinking of Newton Faulkner.
I'll politely ask you to stay out of any sporting related questions. Okay. Nathan Ellis is up there for me.
Yeah, I've really Nathan. Got a soft spot for Riley Meredith.
We all do, and he's got the moustache.
He's got the moustache at the moment. And former players, I mean, you can't go past Clivey Rose.
Oh, if we're going to go former players, we'll just...
Clive Rose.
All right, final question. If you could only watch one movie for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
One movie.
Well, that's tough because I'd just get so over it, wouldn't I?
Mm. Yeah, whatever you pick, you'd
just get it. So it's a movie that you've got to be comfortable with ruining, essentially.
Okay, I'll tell you what, there is one movie that I do watch.
You're essentially going to turn that movie into Dance Monkey.
Dance Monkey, oh. Some people still like that song, mate.
Who, Tones?
Yeah, Tones and I, because the checks keep coming, mate. Checks keep coming. I loved as a kid Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, it's a good one. You go with the Disney movie.
It's like a Disney cartoon one, because I still watch that now, and I get a kick out of it.
Yeah, Emperor's New Groove.
Is there anything else that kind of...
Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah, my Monsters, Inc.
Twins in a bunk bed. Hoo-ah, hoo-ah, hoo-ah. That was rehearsed for the video. our first Ask Us Anything from Launceston.
Yeah.
No Launceston-related questions, or we went around to answer those.
No, there were. We can't put them on the radio.
If you had to pick Hobart or Launceston, what would it be? Well, no obvious questions.
Yeah. That one's a bit easier than your favourite cafe, your favourite Canes player. Mm.
If you're wondering Hobart, would be the answer.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.